It's the stuff the wildest conspiracy theories are made of, but in Pakistan, conspiracy theories often come true. Could the country's president really have been behind the spectacular murder of his most feared rival in 2007? Now, at last, the theory is going to be put to the test in court, because the then military dictator Pervez Musharraf has been charged with murdering Benazir Bhutto. Freshly returned from years of exile, Ms. Bhutto was killed in 07 in a simultaneous bomb and gun attack at an election rally outside the capital. The general and former president will have to answer to three charges in the court case. If convicted, he could hang. Peter Lloyd reports.
For the inner circle of loyalists who still cling to Pervez Musharraf, it's like he never stopped running Pakistan. They still refer to him as Mr. President. The now retired two-star general Rashid Qureshi was his top military aide for years and later became his regime mouthpiece. He's now spokesman for Musharraf's self-styled political party, the All Pakistan Muslim League.
Peter, it's unfortunate what I'm going to say, but the fact is that there's a complete bias and prejudice of the judiciary against President Musharraf.
Mr. Qureshi claims momentum to prosecute Musharraf picked up pace since Nawaz Sharif became Prime Minister again this year. Sharif is the Prime Minister Musharraf deposed back in 1999. Their mutual loathing is undisguised. If Sharif now holds the whip hand in the soap opera-like saga of their rival ambitions, his ace card may be the judiciary. Musharraf sacked many judges who refused to go along with his dictates, including the current Chief Justice. Judicial activism in Pakistan is the norm, and so is political payback. Benazir Bhutto's father was deposed in a coup and later hanged. Rashid Qureshi believes revenge is driving these charges too.
I deduced this from the fact that when Musharraf tried to stand up for elections, the judges, who were the returning officers, rejected his candidature. They said that, oh, this man was responsible for detention of judges, so he is not allowed to take part in the elections. And they arrested Pervez Musharraf.
Pervez Musharraf's nickname is Cowboy. He always had a certain kind of swagger, as though he was beyond the reach of justice. But that's now been dealt a staggering blow. Never before has a former Pakistan army chief faced criminal charges. In a nation that's been ruled for more than half its life by the military and where the army is an effective state within the state, today's charges are unprecedented. It's the second time the ex-dictator has been summoned to face charges over Bhutto's murder. But this time, the anti-terrorism court threw the book at him. There are three counts: murder, criminal conspiracy to murder, and facilitation for murder. For the soldier who thought he could run Pakistan better than elected civilians, it could all end on the gallows. Rashid Qureshi says his old friend is now being held under house arrest.
On each of these charges, he could be hanged.
What is his state of mind at the moment? Have you spoken to him recently?
Last 1 month, they haven't allowed us to meet him. He's without even any conviction. They've put him in total isolation. He's not allowed to use the telephone. He's not allowed to meet people. People aren't allowed to go see him. I used to go every week, but last 1 month they've made some excuse or the other. But the last time that I did see him, he's disappointed, but he says that he would rather face whatever charges are brought, they think they can bring against him.
How do you think he will be today, knowing that he faces the humiliation of murder charges after once being the man who led Pakistan?
Whatever he did for Pakistan and for Pakistan's betterment. And he says that if in that process he has to lay down his life, he is ready to do that.
Rashid Qureshi, the former military aide and friend of Pervez Musharraf. Peter Lloyd was the reporter.